You're listening to PodcastJuice.net. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Podcast Juice.
Say it again,
on
say it again.
PodcastJuice.net. This is Michael Dean and
1, 2, 3. The podcast is MD and Toya TEE.
Toya TEE. Toya, how you doing?
Toya Tanae Taylor is doing great.
And we are living up to the name of the show today. We are drinking our podcast juice. Maybe we can get the sound of the thing
name,
going.
Name,
well, no, you gotta get the sound.
Wait, do it again, do it again, do it again.
Now we're drinking our podcast juice.
This is what it sounds like up to my lips.
Okay.
Refreshing.
Then you hear it. Zzz.
I caught that, Negro, with your little nasty self. We're going to have to pour a little bit of this out in certain places in a minute.
All right. So you are listening to Podcast Juice. And let's just get into it today. What is today's day? Today is September 30th.
August 30th. What juice? No more sips for you, dude. Yeah. You're done. Done.
August 30th. So the first thing we're going to talk about is Forbes. You know, they always have their top celebrity list, who's the most paid, who's got the most money. So I wanted to get in, let the plan go by. I wanted to spotlight a little bit because, you know, there's a lot of people on here. Very interesting list. So as usual, usually around number one or number two, of course, one of the most richest, powerful black women on the planet.
Rich bitch.
Oprah Winfrey, sitting at an estimated $165 million just last year alone. Of course, she has her own network. Her TV show comes on, but doing her thing. Dr. Oz show. She's got a radio deal, magazine.
She's got it sold up.
Balling. Say what you want to say.
It sewn up.
Paid. So Oprah Winfrey, shout outs to her, of course, always. Number two, Michael Bay. Of course, he is the director of the Transformers movies, among other classics from back in the 90s and 80s. When your movie makes $1 billion at the box office, you're balling.
Balling!
$160 million last year.
What?
Doing it big.
What?
As usual. People hate on that movie, but hey.
It was kind of boring, I'm sorry, but okay.
Money in the bank.
Money in the bank.
Next up, number three is Steven Spielberg.
Yay,
another movie director.
E.T. phone home.
$130 million, of course, DreamWorks, big company.
You told Harpo to beat
movies,
me.
TV shows.
I'll kill him dead.
The Adventures of Tintin was last year. War Horses. Neither one of those movies were actually very big, but again, when you have classic movies under the belt, like E.T. Indiana Jones, you're going to rake in dough every year, doesn't matter. So, balling out of control.
Balling!
Number four.
Why these people look so
another
weird?
Movie person, Jerry Bruckheimer, of course, a very classic producer. He did, of course, he's done all of Pirates of the Caribbean being movies. I think he even produced like Bad Boys and a lot of Michael Bay stuff. Balling out of control, $115 million last year. Again, based off of just really
that's
one
where it's
movie.
At. That's how you make the money.
These
make
movie guys
movies.
Are doing it. His next big thing will be the Lone Ranger movie with Johnny Depp, of course.
Okay.
Right. Now, number five is the one that everybody is like, what? But it just goes to show you, no matter where you come from, if you
get
put
to the
in
five.
The work,
get to the number five.
You can
Uno,
do
dos,
it.
Tres, cuatro,
so
cinco.
Number five is one of the NWAs with attitude.
Dre?
Mr. Dr. Dre.
Dre?
With his nuts firmly grasped.
No, he is not grasping his nuts.
Dr. Dre sitting at $110 million last year. When's the last time he put out an album?
I was
album?
About to say, when's the last time he produced an artist?
Well, see, that's not money. There's no money in producing artists.
Oh, okay.
The money comes from his headphones.
Ah, that's right.
And HTC actually paid $300 million to be a 51% partner
straight out
in
of Compton.
That company. So Dr. Dre, along with his partner in crime, I am forgetting my man's name. He's the head of Interscope. Jimmy Iovine. Mm-hmm. They both split that company. They own it together, so Dre easily pocketed $100 million off of that
wow,
deal.
Wow, that brother then came ballin'. A long way from pop locking and wearing lace.
Balling.
So, balling!
Dr. Dre, we salute you, sir.
He earned
number
that
five.
Doctor in the front of his name.
Number
oh, yay.
Six. Another brother. Tyler
Perry.
I will
like
admit,
Tyler.
I don't really mess with
don't
his
hate.
Movies.
Don't hate.
But one of the famous words of Ice-T, when you got money, then you can talk shit. So... he's balling out of control. He's doing his thing,
basically.
Of course.
And I mean, you gotta big up the brother, man. He was homeless at one time, living out of his car, doing theater. People, he remembers when there was 3-4 people in the audience, and now he has his own studio, his own company.
That seems to be catching fire all the time. I don't know if you've noticed.
Oh,
heard about
man.
This. It caught fire last year, and then caught fire again the other day. Is it a lover squirrel? I don't know.
Stop smoking that. Beat that weed in the back of the.
Okay. Tyler Perry, number 6. We salute you, brother. Quickly, we'll finish out the top 10. Number 7. Here's another guy.
Weirdo.
Who I am a fan of.
Weirdo.
And just goes to show you, you don't have to be all in the spotlight, but you can be balling out of control.
Balling.
Howard Stern, 95 million.
Is he still relevant?
And $95 million
he obviously owns company. What
no,
company?
No, he doesn't.
He's not just.
He does his radio show.
His radio show has that type of following and that kind of sponsorship.
He's one of the biggest
still,
radio hosts, period.
When's the last time you listened to Howard Stern?
I don't have satellite radio, so he's not on a regular radio.
That is weird.
Well, satellite radio paid him probably $100 million per year to be on there. So, again,
oh, man.
When you know how to do your business, you're balling out of control.
You can still have a Jerry curl and be white.
Exactly. Of course, now he's on America's Got Talent.
Is he?
15 million a year off of that alone. So he's doing big. Howard Stern's always done big.
Yeah.
Number 8.
Who the hell?
James Patterson. For those readers in the room.
Oh, shoot, I read.
You know that you see this author's books on the top 10.
Okay,
which
books?
Well, I will say this. He released 14 titles last year. His books are always in the top. I don't read his stuff, but his genre goes from adult thrillers, fantasy, sci-fi.
Name a book, Negro.
I've never read any of them. Alex Cross is a famous one. Actually, Tyler Perry is playing in the Alex Cross movie that's coming out.
Okay.
So.
Okay, cool. Big ups. Next.
94 million. He's an author.
Okay.
Listen, people. Next up, we're only going
to
do the
It's 10. Okay to read and write.
There you go.
To make your
Number
millions.
9. My dude. Just one of my guys.
Santa
Mr.
Claus?
George Lucas in the building.
Oh.
90 million last year. When did Star Wars come out? 1976. Still okay. Balling.
Balling.
Of course, the movie.
Well, they just released it, right?
Re-released every few years. It got a very successful TV series, of
in
course.
In 3D.
He has Industrial Magic and Light, so pretty much all of the top movie special effects. He does it, and they pay him to do it. Of course, he did the Avengers and everything else. Red Tails, that was his movie he put out last year. There you go. Star Wars, The Force is Strong, Mr. Lucas. And then lasting it out, number 10. Gotta love it. Simon Cowell, $90 million. So it just goes to show. You can be the dude sitting next to the man. And as long as you own them shows, cake.
Cake. Ooh,
course,
you know you
American
like
Idol.
It.
His shows in the UK are on the top. The X Factor.
He can make you his bee.
Doing it big. So there's our top 10 celebrities.
So those were the only two black people, Dre and Tyler Perry. No sis. Oh, and Oprah.
Who's number one, babe?
I forgot. Sometimes I forget she's black.
Wow. Well, don't forget she makes green. That's what you don't want to forget. Just a curiosity. Okay. I just got to throw this one. This is the last one. Number 11. I'm only going to say this because I'm not really a fan of this, but for those political people who know Glenn Beck, $80 million. And the only reason I'm going to say this, because he walked away from Fox News, started his own internet TV station, and clocking $80
million. That's so probably more than he was making with them.
It goes to show you, you can step away from the limelight, set up your own situation, and clock cheese.
I love
All right.
it.
Let's move on, shall we?
Now I'm depressed. I need to make some money, dude.
Well, speaking of making money and doing our own thing, why don't we get you're actually very happy today. You've got something going on. We talked about WeApp a little bit last time. So what's going on?
Okay, next? listen, because I'm extremely excited. My Ooh. Facebook family. So I have a company, WeApp. The app acronym is Act, Present, Perform. And so one of the courses is called the Young Artist Academy. And we are raising scholarship money so that I can give full or partial scholarships to deserving youth. The goal every single day is called the 2010 campaign. 20 people give at least $10 a day so that I meet a goal of $200 a day, which will equal up to full scholarships full scholarships, period. Today, we reached $200 Woo! Plus.
Let's go, let's go. Congratulations.
Yes. So I'm just telling everybody, man, I'm on GoFundMe, is We App. Give at least $10 because I believe in the power of quality and quantity. There is power in numbers, man. We make a difference.
There you go. And so where can people go if they want to be a part of this revolution?
Okay, I wasn't ready for that part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to look it up. And I will give you...
Okay.
Yeah, man.
We'll get into that.
Yeah, man.
All right. So moving right along. I'm starting a campaign too. God damn it.
Oh.
I'm going to stop. All right. No, so we're going to keep moving. Next up, we're going to go from something that's very positive to something that's ratchet. We were talking
ratchet.
About this
earlier. Are you ready? Are you really, well, before really
we
ready? That,
just before we get... Well, let's. We were going back and forth. What were we saying?
About
what makes you ratchet?
Or? You know you ratchet when.
Okay, so you know you're ratchet when you're a married Atlanta pastor and you're arrested for allegedly infecting women with the HIV virus.
Ooh, that's ultimate ratchet. That's like top 100,000. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Talk about it.
So this Pastor Craig Lamar Davis, who is married...
Wait, hold on. Yes. Pastor Craig Lamar Davis, yeah. Baby.
Mm-hmm. He is a former pastor of the Full Gospel Baptist Church in Atlanta, where he preached rousing sermons and dispensed advice to lonely women. Now, Pastor Davis was allegedly passing on more than advice and counseling in his role as a spiritual leader.
No, Jesus.
So from Black... BlueDog.com, they say
BlueBalls.com, what happened?
The pastor was arrested for reckless conduct after police found out that he was sleeping with several women with whom he was not married. A woman by the name of Ronetta McAfee says that she met the pastor on Facebook and began sleeping with him.
Oh,
you know you're ratchet when you're sleeping with pastors you meet on Facebook. But anyway, Ronita says that she became concerned when one of the pastor's ex-girlfriends called her to say that she had HIV.
What?
She claims that the pastor had consulted her and told her to get tested.
What?
Davis then said that she noticed that the pastor himself was not interested in getting tested, even though she had also contracted HIV. This is what prompted her to seek out a warrant for his arrest.
Amen.
So listen, people, don't get it twisted out here. Just because this guy has, you know, you think he has a certain level of authority over you, and yes, he may tell you that he's speaking for the Lord. Got to check people out. I don't know what sermon or what scripture would get you twisted enough to where the dude is the pastor and he got you busting it wide open on him.
With no raincoat, no protection, regardless of the raincoat.
Why?
I mean, I'm just saying, if you're gonna go there, I don't care who it is. If it's just the pastor, it doesn't matter. Like, you should have enough common sense. Why are you having unprotected? And if this man is,
see, that's the thing. Even before you got to that
it's
point,
all ratchet. It's just all
you're
ratchet.
Not supposed to be having sex with the pastor.
But it happens.
Anyway.
Well, no,
it's not supposed to happen.
It's not supposed to, but it does. You're not supposed
married.
To go into a movie theater and shoot up everybody in there, too.
Well, most people don't
happens.
Do that.
But it happens. Okay, but this happened. All
right.
I'm saying, it
but
is
again,
so
that's
ratchet.
Like, who would not go in and shoot up somebody, but you're supposed to have a bulletproof vest on? Again, it's not...
whole situation is ratchet.
Exactly.
God is not going to like him. He is going to a very, very, very bad place. And it's got to be another level after hell. And for the women who knew he was... Wait, what you doing meeting the pastor on Facebook getting... What kind of counseling you getting? What kind of... I mean... Oh, well, we know what kind.
Baptized.
She was getting... I can't even talk about it.
Dicktized.
That's an... Yeah.
Church. But so, yeah. I mean, it's just... You got to be careful, people. And,
you got to be smart. Forget, I mean,
this is just another example. You know, we always talk about the Catholic Church and, you know, with the boys and stuff. But don't get it twisted.
Who are those women in the picture?
The Baptist Church and these Black churches is just as many scandalous, felonious,
fugazi-ass
people.
Why did you point out the Baptist Church?
Because he's a Baptist minister.
Just all of the churches,
period.
Well,
I know, but I'm just saying.
That's why I don't want to hear this stuff about, wait a minute, let me speak,
go ahead.
Please, Brother MD. I don't want to hear about, you know, people talking about they go to the church and the leader of the congregation. Learn the Bible for yourself. Learn and seek the Lord for yourself. Stop having somebody lead you to the righteous path. You can lead yourself. You know in your heart when something is right and or wrong. And that's why they ended up in a situation. God, Jesus, forgive me. That's why they ended up in the situation they're in. Because it wasn't about seeking God. It was about seeking something else, and that's why you got what you got. I don't have no sympathy for none of them.
No.
No. Hell to the no.
I'll see you after church, sister.
You see me nowhere near church.
You need some more extra counseling.
Mad about it.
You know, you need to quell your thirst.
Okay, can I give you my link to We App?
Certainly.
So the link is you go to www.gofundme.com and you put in 11L, C as in cat, Y-S. 11LCYS. And you'll find me. We
there
App.
There you go. All right. Yay. We App in the building. All right. Next up, did you want to get into the story about the polo players, or did you want to take a break first?
Let's take a break and honor. Can we honor Gabby?
Who's Gabby? I just joked. You know,
there's only one Gabby, brother.
Apparently. Let me get that. Hold on. Gabby. Now, I'm going to be honest. I didn't see the Olympics. I've heard of her, but what did she actually do? Because I really don't know.
Man, Gabby was on the Olympic team for... she's a gymnast for the all around. Okay, we're going to have to erase all this.
Wow. No, give it up. But now, you know you're ratchet.
You know you're ratchet when you introduce
girl,
a story.
Girl, just give him praise. We'll find
it's
out
the
about
podcast,
that.
Jews. Okay, no blame, more.
Blame
can't
it on
one.
The alcohol. All right, so Gabby, I know I've heard of her. I know she's... she's a gymnastics or something?
She's a gymnast. She's a gymnast, and she won the most gold medals in, you know, the
she
field
put, she
of...
She's reaching, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to save
all
you.
Of this.
I ain't going to
erase
all, nothing.
You, if you
we're
don't erase
go to
that,
the thing.
It's ratchet.
Well, and then it's just ratchet.
I'm going to not be happy. I'll ratchet. Never come back. You're going to have to erase that. I'll kick your ass. I'll kick your ass.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Gabby. Hold on.
I've been going to boot camp.
The self-hatred has knocked us out. Us as a black community, we're unconscious. It's time for us to wake up and come to. Do y'all even realize the adversity that she had to fight through? Her mom is facing bankruptcy for her daughter's dreams to come true. And y'all talking about her hair ain't up to par. It ain't up to par for who? She took uneven bars and she raised the bar for you. So what more can we ask for? She ran through barriers, broke barricades, took the Olympic flame and lit a path for little black girls. She did backflips that landed her in history books, put on a performance that no one could compare to. It was hard enough to trail. She became something out of nothing. And yet the topic of discussion has become her ponytail. Not the fact that she's the first African American with gold on that podium. We're giving her grief when she deserves pandemonium. We ought to be the number one source of where her love and support is coming from. Because flips and falls, they can break her bones, but the words out of our mouth can leave her undone. That's why I can't fathom how we as a people could be so belligerent. She's 16 doing big things, yet we choose to belittle her with our ignorance. Trying to own our insecurities by robbing her of her innocence. Who are we to be so arrogant? She's 16 and an Olympian, not 16 and pregnant. Being on MTV don't compare to NBC. She's balancing more than a beam. When I look at her, I see me. I see the possibilities. I see the opportunities that she provides me. I have a niece who might do a floor routine because she saw Gabby Douglas do the same thing, and that inspires me. She brought nothing but success to our culture. And in return, we scavenged for something insignificant and ate it up like vultures. She was born into a situation where statistics said that she would fail. Yet she found a way to overcome it. So I find it repugnant to sit here and talk about her ponytail. I don't care about her hair. She's on a big stage. She's under bright lights. She's the product of our ancestors, the reason why Martin Luther King died for our rights. My only question is, what is Gabby Douglas if this ignorance is bliss? And what do we have to be proud of if we can't be proud of this? Ask yourself, because I'm proud. I know I'm proud. I'm proud because my president is black and my favorite gymnast is too. So rock that ponytail, Gabby. I'll even rock it with you.
Hey, yeah. Say word.
In
that's
other
what
words,
I'm
you about. Ignorant ass.
No, you eat know a, what I'm saying? Yeah. Eat a.
We'll be right back.
I'm loving this poem. Like, I'm rocking my Gabby ponytail today. You know what I'm saying? I'm just doing me. You know, mm-hmm. just be focused on what you have to do. So to criticize this young woman about her hair, and then I'm reading an article that says Olympics champion Gabby Douglas was told to get a nose job by a staffer at an wow. old gym. You know what I'm saying? Every time somebody black accomplishes something great, we know Gabby was on the 2012 women's gymnast team. She's part of the Fabulous Five, is what they call them, Fab Five, and she won individual and team all around competition. She made history, and we're talking about her hair. We're talking about she needs a nose job. This young woman is she 15? She's 15 or 16, and now she's a millionaire. She has all kind of distribution deals, and you know, what are we talking about? Who cares about her
We're
hair?
We're talking about her nap. Why would her mama let her? I'm be the other side. Why did her mama have her on there with that nappy ass hair? They know them cameras is on that child.
It does. You know what? Because she was focused. She was focused on what she had to do.
On that new growth.
On I like that. You stupid though. As a gymnast, you know, and that is. Let me tell you this. This is what I think. Children are too focused on the way that they look, as mm-hmm. opposed to what they can accomplish in life. So therefore, we're spending $300 on sneakers. Our kids got to have the certain hairdos.
LeBron's, baby.
And they're illiterate. At least Gabby Douglas is an all around. Champion and Olympian sponsorship deals from Kellogg, so forth and so on, because she wasn't worried about her outer appearance.
How do you know she knows how to read though?
I didn't say nothing about she knew how to read.
Oh, you said you were
I didn't
literally.
Say that. I said we have children who are worried more about how they look than what they have mentally going on, or their, you know, who they are as scholars.
She's not a scholar, though. Just to
I'm
be
not
clear.
Talking about Gabby.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about children in general.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm talking about children in general. So I'm just saying that Gabby is, to me, she exemplifies the kind of commitment that our children should have. She All was right. committed to being a gymnast. Her mother was bankrupt, and they still moved across the country so she could train with the coach that she had to become an Olympian. Okay. They made sacrifices. We need to start making sacrifices.
We do.
Who? We make sacrifices so our kids can have Jordans.
Exactly. Well, that EBT card only goes so far, so you got to figure out how much you're going to spend.
I'm so mad at you.
I know, I'm just playing.
So I'm just saying, really, the poem is called Ponytail on YouTube. This is from a young woman who's a teenager, and mm-hmm. she's telling the adults who are putting it out there to the public that we need to worry about Gabby's hair. Forget Gabby's hair. She just made history, which will have a trickle-down effect to generations to come. Enough said.
All right. I'm looking for that trickle-down effect. I haven't heard that term in a while.
You calling me old school or something? Forget you.
Last time I was on
Trickle
Down, I seen
the naps trickling down your neck.
I'm sorry, babe. It's cut close.
Oh, that's what you call a fade?
It's not a fade. It's cut. Here we see the podcast juice is starting to take effect, ladies and gentlemen. Sister Soldier over here is ready to go.
I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just you know what? I'll, you know what?
I know. I'm with you. No, I do agree with you. All right. You know what? I wanted to. I saw this movie over the weekend. It is called Compliance.
Yeah, talk about that. You know, I've been thinking about that for some
really?
Reason.
Yeah. Well, so the movie is actually based on a real event that happened, maybe early 2000s. Anyway, the premise of the movie, or the movie is about this guy calls a fast food place. In real life, it was McDonald's. And he claims that he is the police. And he said, I want to speak to the manager. And he says, hey, the cash register person, one of the girls up there, she stole some money from one of the customers. We want you to take her in the back room, check her to see if she's got the money, ask her some questions. So it starts sort of innocently enough. When they get in the back room, things start to go sideways. Long story short, the girl is ordered to strip butt naked. Bucket naked. And they start searching. The manager has to get back out on the floor because it's busy. You know, she has to be the manager. You know, fries is, you know, is it rush hour. So the guy on the phone says, well, listen, is there somebody else you trust that you can call to come down and watch Becky? This was her name in the movie. She says, well, my fiance. He says, okay, get him down here. So the fiance comes over. He's like, I don't know, 43-year-old.
And he works contractor. At McDonald's as well.
No, he's a contractor.
Well, why the hell is he in? Okay.
Well, she called him to come. And he had just been drinking with his boys. He got off work. So he comes over and she's like, you know, Becky's in there. The police are on the phone. They need you to watch her until the cops can come. Now, the girl's in there butt naked with an apron on. Young girl, right? So his guy comes in there. He sees this like, whoa, what is going on? Guy's on the phone. Say, hey, sir, I need you to find that money. She's got it somewhere. You know how women, young girls can hide stuff. What do you mean? She has nothing on it. You know what I'm talking about. I need you to go get that money. So, you know, have her take off the apron.
And search her. Do a body search.
It gets down to the point where, you know, she's not calling the guy sir. Becky, you're supposed to address him as sir. So he's like, you have to punish her. Let her know who's boss. So I want you to go ahead and bend her over and spank her. And when you do it, why don't you put the phone on her back so I can hear the slaps, would you? Now, this man, he's talking to a police officer.
This is so not.
I'm in the theater.
Happen.
It's not funny, but people in there rolling.
That
like,
did not
it's just
happen.
So ridiculous,
that's
right?
That's not real.
Well, the thing is, in real life, there was a camera in, there's a surveillance camera in that office at McDonald's. Actually,
who
all of this
that?
Is copped on tape, and it is
who
real.
Is that stupid? So you're telling me the people at McDonald's are retarded? Because who in the world would some man, some
well,
anonymous person, calls you and says, I'm the authority on the cops?
You would be surprised, because I would tell you this happened in multiple incidences.
It don't make no
Burger
sense
King,
to me.
In the Burger King incident, the guy was anally searched. Anyway, what ends up happening, he's got her bending over, slapping. Then he's like.
Do it again.
And then he's like, you know what? She's going to do something really good for you because she's been bad and she's going to make up and make you feel a lot better.
Oh, my God.
I would just say this.
Really?
It involves
really?
Knee pads.
Ratchet.
And slobber.
Ratchet.
She does oral sex on this guy.
And they, okay, so make a long story short.
Long story short, the guy, when he busts, and you know, his girlfriend is the manager, right? So she periodically is coming in there, and he's like, oh, get over there and put the thing back on. And she's like, what's going on? Oh, nothing, still
so hold up, wait a minute, stop all press. You mean to tell me some dude, somebody calls and claims to be a
police
cop.
Investigation,
and says some young woman at McDonald's stole some money. She
yep.
was an employee there.
Yep.
You guys need to do a search and seizure. They mm-hmm. don't find anything. Is there anybody else? Because you have to go back and manage the front yes. that you can have come and do. And
now,
finish
I'm
the,
skipping a lot. There were other people that went in there
I
to
mean,
watch her. And
I'm just saying.
So,
none of that makes any sense to me. At what
it,
point
it doesn't.
Are you smart enough to say, you know what? This is not appropriate. There is nothing
right.
legal about this search. I am sorry. I'm hanging up the phone.
For
you don't even
of,
have to say all that. Just hang
well,
up the damn
I
phone.
I will say this.
I can't
there
believe.
There was one black person in this story. She was the other chick at the counter. And yeah, that, she wasn't seen in the movie.
Okay,
much.
So hold up. Long story short, McDonald's ends up being sued.
Long story short, McDonald's pays $5
million. Absolutely.
To the girl.
Who had
they also pay another $1 million to that manager. And the manager was the mother of Usa that was having
wait, why
running
did she, why did
in
she
and
get,
out of
why did she get $1 million?
Exactly. That's
why
what
did she
I
get $1 million?
Know. That's what I want to know. I'll put a link to this. ABC Nightline, they originally did a whole hour on this. And they got the girl, they got that manager, they got the surveillance camera. They did a whole thing on this, and it's very shocking to see.
We got some stupid people in the world.
Well, the reason why McDonald's paid, I will say this, the reason why McDonald's had to pay is because I told you this had been happening before, and McDonald's was aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they come to find out that the upper management of McDonald's, they were sending memos amongst each other talking about this.
So they should have known.
And they never warned anybody.
They should have known.
So that's why they sued. But it happened at many other franchises of other companies as well. And this one guy, he was sitting at home making sandwiches, you know, on the phone. I mean, he was going in. He's clowning. You know, what's her nipples look like? Excuse me, officer. What did I say?
That's so stupid. That is so stupid. I'm going to start calling stupid people and telling them to give me their credit card number and donate to WeApp. That at least will towards a good cause.
You'd be surprised what people would do if they think an authority figure is on the phone.
Are we that trained? I mean, are we that brainwashed to just...
Some people. Now, if he would have called Ezell's or Popeye's, probably been over very quickly.
What, because there's some Negroes up in there?
I'm just saying. I need you to... Yeah, is that a black male on the counter?
Yeah.
I need you to take him and... Shit, you all better come down here and do this shit yourself, click. Miss Yalika, the police or something on the phone. I ain't dealing with this.
I got a warrant out for my arrest, too.
We ain't doing all... We ain't slobbing anybody. I don't know, sister. No. Latrika, bend over.
What the hell?
I wish you would.
Yeah. This shit is ratchet.
Anyway, compliance. Check that movie out. It's playing here locally in Seattle. Actually, it's only playing for a week. But very crazy. It's actually a very disturbing movie.
Yeah.
It was very disturbing.
The moral of the story.
All right. Moving right along. A little more positive, maybe. I'm just kind of throwing stuff out. Here, let me throw this out. Love. This will be the first and last time we'll talk about this. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. It's over. They had the part
Thank
one.
Thank you.
Part one of the reunion was on. Very entertaining. But here's the question I want to ask. Have you even seen any of the episodes of that show?
I unfortunately have to be honest and say I saw all of them.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Off your
it
high
was something.
Horse. Well, let me ask you this. What made you watch it?
I think it was the shock value that I couldn't believe that people were having these conversations and going through these moments. So I think you just kind of, it was a way to kind of get out of your own life and watch the buffoonery of someone else's. But it was horrible. But
what
I
was
did watch it.
About it.
It didn't make any sense. Like, I mean, it put us in such a bad light. Like, what's the guy's name who, the producer?
The guys that producer? Oh, you're talking about My Hero
Stevie J?
Yes.
Okay, like Stevie J, when he got into the fight, what grown-ass man is named Scrappy?
I'm going to put them paws.
Right, he going to put them paws. That sounds so freaking gay. Okay, so anyways, you know, when they have their confrontation, you know, Scrappy was like, you know, how would you feel if, you know, I disrespected your bitch? Well, man, I understand, Stevie J, I understand what you're saying. I got 5 baby mamas. Really?
Hey.
Really? It's really? Okay. I mean, every single other person that is not black was like, yo, this is ratchet. And so I just really had a hard time.
But does it speak? I mean, why does that speak for black people? I'm just curious.
But because anything we see on TV speaks for that culture. And unfortunately, you know, what people see when they watch us on TV is the videos, the fast life, and the love and hip hop in Atlanta. You know, let me say this. When I went to South Africa, I had a brother ask me, is it true? Is it true
Why
that your
talk like that? Well, go ahead.
That's how they talk. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Is it true that your men are all pimps and they beat you?
Yeah.
I was like, where did you get that from? He's like, BT.
Okay. Well, why is he using BET as a compass of what?
Because that's America what they life because is. That is their introduction. That is their window.
That's his problem.
That's not his problem. Well, it is a worldwide.
That's not reality.
Okay, and that's my issue with Love and Hip Hop Atlanta is that the masses get to see this and think that's how we live.
But whose problem is that? The masses or the TV station?
Okay, whose problem was it when people come from Africa and we say, so you live in a hut?
Right. And where do we get that information from?
TV.
Okay. So again, is that the TV's problem or is that our problem for being ignorant, not doing the research? That's what I'm saying. Like,
I agree with you, but I'm saying when that's all you see, that becomes your perception of
true
that culture.
Why is that all you
lifestyle?
See? The problem is if you watch all nothing but TV, then you're gonna have a very warped perception of the world.
And a lot of people do
certain cultures.
And a lot of people
do. And
that's
their fault. Not the TV's fault. Love
and Hip Hop is just wrong.
Well, I would say this. Just like you and a lot of other people, I watched it all.
Don't be putting me out there.
You said you watched every episode. Okay, so I said, just like you, I watched it all. And I watched it because it was very entertaining.
It really wasn't that entertaining. Well, it was pretty low budget.
Whatever.
Bad acting. The acting was horrible.
Whatever. It kept you watching every episode, right?
Maybe you watched the episode because you couldn't believe that it just kept getting worse and worse.
Well, it didn't get worse.
Every episode was horrible.
More hilarious. And more, I want to. Here's what
you can believe that people were saying the things.
I wish it was just Stevie. I could watch the Stevie
is
J
stupid.
Show.
It should
he
be
is stupid, but I would watch a whole show off of him and his antics.
And you probably will. They'll probably give him his
I
own show.
I hope they do. He's hysterical to me. He's not how I would live my life, but he is hilarious.
He's really not hilarious.
His looks.
And that's what I was about to say. His facial expressions, the stupid stuff that he says
that
and believes. That is a rat face.
It's
yeah.
Hilarious.
No.
I don't admire his morality. But that type of guy, I find him very funny.
Okay, so hold on, let me say this.
Sure,
so ahead. Is it true that what's her name's character, what's the Spanish girl's name, the Latino girl,
Jocelyn?
I'm mad you know all their names. Hey. That Jocelyn was probably loosely based off of Eve, because you know he produced Eve's. Wait, don't say no. You didn't know that, or the answer is no.
Is she loosely based off of Eve? I don't
listen to what I'm saying. Sure. Because he used to produce, he produced Eve, discovered Eve. You know she was a stripper. There are.
No, he actually discovered Eve.
That's what they say.
No, it's not. He was her boyfriend.
No, he produced.
She was. Wasn't she discovered with Rough Riders Camp and all that?
No, she was. She was put on by Rough Riders, but she produced with Stevie J.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
I'm
she's
not
a stripper,
argue.
And okay. She's a stripper.
Very true.
So I think that Jocelyn.
What if it is? I guess
Jocelyn's character is based off of his relationship with Eve. Is all I'm saying.
Well, it could possibly be. I don't know about
and she
that
was my question. Favorite character.
I like Jocelyn.
I will say this. Retarded
a lot
too.
Of people says, oh, that's a man. And she
had a nice body.
I equate that to hood science. Because at the end of the day, listen, it's not a man, first of all, because at the end of the day.
It's not a man because she showed you her.
She was pregnant. There's no
that's the rumor.
There is no
that's what they say.
Technology.
Wait,
sex
shut
change.
Up. Look, don't
can
you
I finish?
Dare. She was
can
not
I
how
finish?
Do you know she was pregnant? How
can
do you
I,
know that wasn't for shock
can
value?
I finish. Can I finish and answer that question? Well, one, because if you had saw the reunion, this was a topic on there, and the producer, Mona, whatever, she was the host of the show, right? And she says, were you ever a man in this name? And she said, Mona, you know I'm not a man. She said, Mona, you were standing there. I was butt-ass naked. I took that pregnancy test for you before we did it for the show. And you know it was real, that I was pregnant. Now, I say this. There was no, far as I know, operation where they can make a man be a woman and allow you to get pregnant. So that should just kill all of that nonsense right
there.
So that
there. Just makes it the truth that she said that.
That she's a man. She's, excuse me, a woman. There's
okay,
no way
she told
can be
the producer of Love & Hip Hop.
The producer said, I put my thing on the line.
Oh,
I saw
so
it. I
whatever.
Was right there. She was pregnant before we even shot it for the show. She did it for me personally. She was pregnant. There's no. I don't know any man who can get pregnant.
Okay, whatever. If that makes it.
I mean, it does make it. Again,
makes it
hood,
a fact.
Hood science would tell you, oh, that's a man. But again, reality would tell you.
Okay, we've spent too long on this topic. Okay, so Jocelyn's
a woman. And I would say Jocelyn, she's bad.
I think she has a nice body, to be quite honest with you.
She sound crazy. I think she's totally hilarious.
I think she was the realest character on there. I think she said what she felt. She did what she wanted to and had, you know, was unapologetic about it. So she gets my vote. But the whole show as a at the end of the day was horrible.
I will say, last thing I'm gonna say, this show definitely took it up another notch.
Another notch.
In terms of the ratchetness.
Okay.
And and the fugazi behavior.
It was horrible.
It went, and so I can't wait for the next one.
You would really watch season two?
Who's not? You're not going
to
watch it?
I'm not going to watch it. I got things to do.
Sure.
Shut up.
What time? Well, we have this closed. We watching.
Next.
All right. Next up. Were you ready for the Philadelphia story? You know your ratchet win.
Shut up.
Yes.
You know what? On a more positive note.
Sure.
That's changing lives, because
Stevie J changed her life. He took her out of the strip club.
You know what? So anyways, this is a story, and it's not a new story. I just heard about it, unfortunately. But there is a Philadelphia polo team. And some high school students from West Philadelphia started a polo team. So they had there's a woman. She was a coach. And to help urban youth, she decided to start. She saw that they had an interest in horses. There was a stable out in West Philadelphia, kind of run down, but they had a few horses, and the kids took an interest in the horses. So this woman said, you know what? Maybe this is something we can do to hold their attention. So she started charging the kids, or not charging, paying them $12 a day to basically manage the stables. So they groomed the horses, they cleaned their areas, blah, 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 blah. And in return, she taught them how to play polo. Now, these kids got...
Marco.
They became good enough to actually form a team. It was four brothers, if I'm not mistaken. There was a sister on the team and some other kids. Now, the main group of kids were the brothers and the sister. Now, the little girl was really good. She was an athlete. She got the sport. But unfortunately, being in the environment that they lived, someone came into her house and murdered her whole family. It was drug related. At that point, it was basically the four brothers on the team and a few other kids. To make a long story short, one of the four brothers, the one who was the best athlete on the polo team, because of, you know, you're only doing this for a few hours a day, he still had to go back to his environment. This young man ended up going to prison on some drug charges. But his three brothers, the one who was after him, the second eldest, ended up being phenomenal. These three brothers ended up winning the national competition in polo. They became so good at the sport that at one point, no high school wanted to play them because there was no competition. They started playing colleges like Harvard, Yale, that had exceptional polo teams. These kids went from being laughed at because they didn't have the same, you know, uniforms. They had hand-me-down stuff, you know, to play with, to becoming the best in the nation. So that is their story. The eldest of the three brothers is now in college. And so it's just a phenomenal story about how when you have discipline, commitment, and someone is willing to believe in you and teach you something, what you can accomplish and what type of self-empowerment that gives you. And so look up this story. I mean, it was just amazing to me.
Yeah, and their names are Kareem Rosser, Brandon Reese, and Damar Rosser.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so the program is called Work to Ride. It's a nonprofit organization in which 20 boys and girls learn how to ride horses for free. In exchange, the students help with the barn chores at the program house base. And this keeps them out of trouble and keeps their minds focused.
Focused.
It's the story that is on ESPN is called Philly Stakes Unlikely Champions, and these kids are definitely exceptional and champions.
Champions.
We are the champions.
All right. I had to put this in here before we forget. We got to give shout out and respect to Mr. Chris Lighty. I was shocked when I saw this earlier today. He is dead. It's apparent
who is that?
Suicide. You said, who is that? Chris Lighty was a very famous visionary hip-hop manager. Started out with the Jungle Brothers. He was from the golden era. He became the manager for people like 50 Cent. I want to say Mariah Carey, but 50 Cent, Diddy, Ja Rule, Mariah Carey. I mean, he pretty much managed everybody in the game. Busta Rhymes, Violator Management, you know, when they were really big at one time, you know, doing LL Cool J and stuff. Apparently killed himself.
Why?
His young brother, 44 years old, very prominent in the hip-hop industry.
What
he
happened?
He said he had an argument with his ex-wife at an apartment in the Bronx and apparently put a gun to his head and shot himself. They're saying he'd been dealing with some financial situations. Apparently, he owed like $5 million to the IRS.
$5 million.
But it's never that bad where you have to do that. But
okay,
you
know, let me ask this question. And maybe they just don't broadcast when white folks don't pay their taxes. But why do we not want to pay our taxes? Lauryn Hill, they're, you know, she has a court date to figure out what they're going to, what the sentence
lock
is going to be.
Lock her ass up.
You know what?
You do the crime, you do the time.
Just, Red Fox, Eddie Murphy, your
Murphy
boy
was straight. What are you talking about?
Eddie Murphy did have some issues with his taxes.
Yeah, but I mean, paid his stuff.
And your boy Wesley Snipes, didn't he do
He's
some
jail?
So, okay, my question once again, I understand that, but why is it that? I mean, anyway, they display when black folks are having these issues with their taxes. Why don't we want to pay our taxes? Rihanna is going through the same thing. She's suing her managers, her accountants.
There you go.
Okay, but you're not answering the question.
What's the question?
The question is, why do we not want to give up that bread?
Well, I think the select few of those people who are not giving up that bread, as you say, I don't think they speak for all of us. Those are just those. And I mean, that's a very small number considering the amount of celebrities that are out there. Again, there's a lot of people who have tax problems who are just probably not worthy of being in the press and nobody cares as well. So, you know what I mean? Like,
And I get it.
I mean, we never knew this, and he had to die to know it, right? You never get famous till you die. I mean, nobody knew that. That was his issue. But
$5 million.
But yeah,
in
but
back
before
taxes,
he died, nobody knew that except for
I
him.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, again, that's alleged. I mean,
no, that's what you just said.
Well, I mean,
said.
It's alleged. Again, I don't know that for sure. That's just what it says, right?
Does it say allegedly owed, or it said he owed?
Well, again, it's
stop
they,
making up. Stop
no, I'm
making
not.
Stuff,
I'm just
dude.
Saying we don't really know. The
What's
the
next
IRS
story? What's
is going to come
What's
out
next?
And say that
God hope
but,
let him rest
ahead.
In peace.
Exactly, but we want to give props out to his family and Chris. Like, he did a lot for hip hop. You got to acknowledge that definitely from the golden era even to today. We are getting ready to wrap this up. Do you have any other story there that you want to get into before I get into the last one?
Nope, get into the last one.
All right. This next one here. I am NBC Bay Area.
Oh, my goodness.
.com. Headline is, gay couple accuses Continental Airlines of shaming them.
Shame.
With sex toy. A gay couple say that an airline taped a sex toy to their luggage. Let me read a little bit of this. A gay couple
ratchet.
Has sued Continental Airlines
That's
for emotional
ratchet.
Distress.
I would too.
Alleging that the airline shamed them with a dildo. Christopher Bridgman and Martin Borger sued the airline this week, claiming that baggage workers.
You could buy a lot of dildos with about $10 million.
Baggage workers removed a sex toy from their luggage and taped it to the outside of the suitcase for all to see.
That was horrible. That's ridiculous. You don't do that, dude. That's not funny at all.
It is funny.
It is
It's actually hilarious.
Yep, and that's why they're suing and they're going to get paid.
Well, you don't know.
You okay, under any other circumstances, they will hold your luggage to the side and they will say, "Ma'am, we need to go through your luggage." And they will go through your luggage with you. Under no circumstances do they tape personal items to your
well, I mean, if it was a jacket,
you've never
it's
seen
quite
tape.
Possible.
You've never seen that. Have you ever seen that?
I don't
know.
I've never seen that period, but okay, I'm just saying exactly. It's quite possible.
No, case closed. We're not. Case no, closed. It is case closed.
Listen.
So, no, ahead, I'm not listening. I'm not. No, no. They will. They
the
will
other
pull.
Side could argue that they was busted open. They didn't want to touch it, or I don't know. They could argue that, hey,
they had to touch it to tape it
sure.
to the luggage.
They could argue that we just applied it back to the luggage. And the fact that it was a sex toy. It is what it is.
No,
but we
no.
kept it with the luggage. We got it to you. We didn't damage it. The fact that you feel shamed about it, that's on you.
No,
it's no,
no.
maliciousness
let's
about
talk
it.
About,
I'm just
no,
saying you could argue it that way.
They will argue.
Oh, of course.
They want to know what protocol is for, you know, damaging. Okay, so
it's not damaged. They didn't say it was damaged.
They taped it to the luggage. It's something that,
okay.
Yeah, now, no, I can't use this anymore. It's been on the outside of my luggage. It's taped to my luggage. Yeah.
Well, it's not for them to throw it away.
So then put it back in the luggage.
It's not for, they don't really have to do that.
They've never taped anything to anybody's luggage.
Then
when have you ever
precedent.
Witnessed that?
I guess they're setting precedent.
No, well, it's they not, don't set a precedent.
Again, you can it can be argued, but there's no law to say that you can't.
Well,
do
let's
that.
Follow this case and watch how many millions they pay to these people. And I'm not upset about it.
I would bet they don't pay any millions personally.
How much you want to bet?
I bet they don't. I bet they'll keep that. Bad.
Again, I bet you 10 cases of Thunderbird.
Airlines, they'll probably like, you know what?
They're going to pay them.
Let the lawyers deal with it.
They're going to pay them because that's not protocol. We needed to know
how
what,
you know what protocol
before
is.
This we have this argument
you know
exactly. We need to know what protocol is.
Okay,
I'm a hush. I hate you so much right now. Damn it.
Love it. Love it. All right.
Oh, you oh, so wait. To close it, we have to do you know your ratchet win.
Oh, yes. Go ahead. Starting up.
Okay, you ready? Hold up. Wait a minute. This is a personal for MD, and he can explain this if you want to. So we're doing top 10, you know you ratchet. You know you ratchet when. You know you ratchet when. You move out of an apartment and leave your trash inside the building
wow.
for the neighbor to take out.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that go. Give me another. I got to get into this.
Though. Okay. You know you ratchet when.
Mm-hmm.
You watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Did you watch it?
You know, we're not talking about me.
You're ratchet.
We're not talking about me. You know you ratchet when you leave your dirty drawers in the bed and then put them on the next day.
Yeah,
I've been looking
nasty.
For these drawers. Ooh, let me smell them. Smell clean to me. Smell clean to me. You know you ratchet when. You drop food on the ground and do the 3-second rule.
What's
oh, shit.
Oh.
Oh, God made dirt and dirt don't hurt.
I've done that.
I know you because you're ratchet.
No,
you're ratchet.
I've done that.
You know you ratchet when.
Oh. I already know where you're going.
You go to the club and you give some oral sex in the bathroom. And go to church why? The next day.
Well, first of all, why are you giving oral sex in the bathroom at the club, irregardless of the church?
That might be on your bucket list.
Who does that?
It might be on your bucket. You could do that.
It might be on your whole list.
Okay, it might be on your whole list. Or your bucket list.
Your
skank might be on your ratchet list.
There you go. You know you're ratchet when you got a ratchet list.
Okay, you got to come up with the last three.
Wow.
Oh. You know you ratchet when. This is my favorite.
Uh-huh.
You go to work or church with hickeys on your neck. Really? Really? Mm-hmm. That is so ratchet.
Wow.
I hate that.
I don't know if I have any ratchets, to be honest.
Yes, you do. Just think about your everyday life.
Wow. That joke.
You know you ratchet when somebody come in your room and it smell like toe jam.
Somebody got a joke for real. Don't unleash the beast, Toya. Please don't unleash.
What
the
you got,
beast.
Son? We playing your mama jokes? What we doing?
Don't let me get crazy.
All right.
you trying to get at me?
You know you're ratchet when you borrow Michael Dean's books and don't get them back.
Is that what you've done?
Mm-mm. Oh. I'm just saying for whoever's done that before, not me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See, I can't not go real, so I'm going to stop.
Go real. No, go real. Go real. Be hood with it. What you got? Nope. Yeah, sucker MC. You ain't ready for this, son. You ain't ready for this life, son.
As the fat boy said in Crush Groove, I guess I'll be the sucker.
Boo.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Podcast Juice on podcastjuice.net. Here's what I need you guys to do, though, in all seriousness. See that donate button on the site there? We need you to click on that. We need you to put it, I don't care if it's $2, $5, $10, whatever it is. Put something on the books.
Amen.
Put something on the books. Mm-hmm. Help us expand. Get some new equipment. Get some more podcast juice. Show your love. Help us grow. We need the support.
Absolutely.
I am on the campaign trail just as Toya is. You can call me Clefo, Dollar Obama, Dick Romney, all that. We need your support.
Absolutely.
Put a dime. Spend some time. Yeah. So with that, we're going to see you next week as we normally do. We invite you to check out the other Prince podcast also as well. And Toya, take us out.
1, 2, 3. This is the podcast with MD and Toya T-E-E. Yeah. Nothing on you.